It's great to have these goals, but again, we need to make sure we're actually taking the actions that are going to achieve the goal. And it's what's the next best action I can take that will move the needle the most. I just need to see it in front of me. I need to track it. I need to see that I'm actually doing what is necessary.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everyone? I hope you're having a wonderful start to the new year, 2023. Crazy, guys. We're already starting off the new year, and I really do hope it is starting off as positively as possible and starting off with a bang for you all. As you all know, but for those that don't know that are new to the show, every Friday I come to you with all things personal finance. So getting any types of tricks and strategies to help you get your money working for you harder and smarter, because we know it's not what you make, but what you keep. And so I like to come on here and share strategies. Sometimes there'll be guests that'll come on and enlighten us with their specific knowledge of personal finance. And then sometimes it'll just be me sharing what I know, what I've learned in my experiences. One of those things I've learned over the recent years, and this has a lot to do with the beginning of a new year, right? New year, new me. And that is that it is wonderful to set goals, right? Some people call them resolutions, but I think goals is probably a better name. It's great to set a goal, right? But as that cliche goes, goals without a plan are just dreams. And I know that's kind of corny, cliche, whatever you want to call it, but it's true. You can have that wonderful goal. Oh, I want to own 1,000 apartment units. I want to travel the world. I want to be able to buy my parents a house. I want to be able to buy a vacation house for my family, whatever it may be, right? Those goals, right? I want to lose 100 pounds. I want to read 2 books a month. Whatever that goal is, that's great, right? Those goals are wonderful. I want to be able to give $100,000 to charity. Like, these goals are wonderful. But what a lot of people do is they write the goal down and then they don't actually brainstorm, come up with an action plan. Like, how are you going to achieve these goals? And so what I want to talk about is reverse engineering your goals, right? So for instance, this is obviously a real estate focused podcast. So let's say that goal of 1,000 units, you want to get to 1,000 units, or let's just say 100, maybe 100 is more realistic. You want to get to 100 apartment units. Well, you can't just wish that into existence, right? What is that going to take? Well, it's going to take the actual apartment units, right? So you're going to need to find deals. And that's could either be through brokers, agents. You could send out mailers. You could cold call both on the phone and in person. There's tons of strategies. You need to decide one, what strategy you want to take. Maybe there's a couple strategies you take. Maybe it's build relationships with those brokers, and maybe it's send out mailers. And it's a combination of two, trying to get off market deals, but also trying to build those relationships with brokers, because we know they do 90%+ of the deals. But then you got to take it even further beyond that, right? So, okay, I want to build a relationship with a broker. Well, first I need to know who's doing, what brokers are actually doing business in my market. Who are the top brokers? And there's a few ways to find that. I've mentioned this before. Obviously, you can get some of this data through, I got it through my national lender, provide that data, or you could just go network and speak to those that are doing business in your market and ask, like, who are the brokers I should be talking to? Get a list. And I say you want to get at least, depending on the size of your market, this may not be able to do this, but at least 5 brokers per market, like solid brokers that are doing a lot of business, and build relationships with a minimum of 5. And so what's that going to take? That's going to take you calling, right? So maybe at the gate, you're going to make a call a day. Be easy. Maybe you're going to make several markets. So you want to get up to, say, 20 brokers that you're going to build relationships with. Well, maybe you're going to do multiple calls per day to start building those relationships, send out multiple emails. And then once you start fostering those relationships, once you start getting conversations with brokers and you want to foster those relationships, then you're going to want to put them on a drip campaign where maybe you're going to call them once a month or every 3 weeks, whatever it happens to be. And you want to start tracking that, right? Maybe it's your health. You want to lose 100 pounds or you want to get that 6-pack. Well, what's that going to take? Well, it's going to take you, one, going to the gym, working out, right? Eating properly. So tracking what you're eating, drinking at least 0.5 gallon to 1 gallon of water a day, and these are all things you need to track, right? To achieve these goals. So it's plan, right? And you're going to lay out your plan. And for obviously this is personal finance. So maybe it's financial goal. Maybe you want to save a certain amount of money to have an emergency fund. Maybe you want to save a certain amount of money so then you can go buy a home or an investment property. Maybe you want to put a certain amount into a brokerage account to invest every month. Maybe you have credit card debt and you need to pay that off and you need to put a minimum of $500 to $1,000 a month paying that off every month. Well, it's great to have those goals, right? But how are we going to make sure we do that? And the only way I know how to do that is via tracking, right? Track these things you need to do. And so I created this tracker on Excel, right? It's what we call a habit tracker because it's great to have these goals. But again, we need to make sure we're actually taking the actions that are going to achieve the goal. And it's what's the next best action I can take that will move the needle the most, right? What's that next action I need to take? And I just need to see it in front of me, right? I need to track it. I need to see that I'm actually doing what is necessary. What ends up happening is an even more powerful thing. You start experimenting and you start seeing, well, I did this many phone calls, or I sent this many emails or this many mailers. I used this type of verbiage and I got this success, and I can see it because I tracked it. Then I started tweaking things here and there and I used a different verbiage. I increased the frequency I sent out the mailers. I increased the frequency I made phone calls and I had more success. And I could see that because I tracked that too. That's what ends up happening, is it's kind of like you're practicing, right? You're tweaking things. You're seeing what works and what doesn't work. And you're able to see that because you have all this data because you've been tracking it. And that's one of the most powerful things, is that we can continually improve while we are accomplishing our goals or on the path to accomplish them. So I just wanted to get on here and share this with all of you. For those that are listening, I'm about to share a document. So we do put this on YouTube. Every episode is on YouTube. Just go to the Multifamily Money Podcast and you can watch this. So if you want to see what it looks like, I'm about to share my screen, show you what this tracker looks like. So I got it up here. So this is the first page. These are your yearly goals and you can select the year. So this is something that you can continue using throughout the rest of your life, right? So 2023, and then you can select down. Next year, you select 2024, and you can obviously continue, save these, and you can look back and see what worked and what didn't, right? And so this first page, we break down the goals you have, because we know we're not just 100% career focused, so we're not just going to have career goals, right? So the first category is personal skills and development, right? So that could be, maybe you want to learn a new language. So you put that goal in there. I want to learn French. My fiance's family speaks French, so I personally want to learn French. So that's one of my goals. So I put that goal in there. And then you can break it down even further. Is this something that you need to do daily, weekly, or monthly? So something for this, I use something, and this is not a promotion, I don't get any money from this, but I use something called Pimsleur. It's an app. And so I try to do this. Let me rephrase that. I will do this daily. So this will be a daily habit, right? To use Pimsleur a minimum of 15 minutes per day. Another personal thing could be, maybe I want to drink more water. I need to drink more water. So that's something I'll do. Maybe I want to learn some type of cooking, right? I want to read 2 books a month. And then you decide. So for that one, it would be, this is a monthly one. I need to accomplish that monthly, not daily or weekly, right? And then go on to career. So maybe I want to have 1,000 units, right? So this is something, well, what am I going to do? Is that going to be a daily, a weekly, or a monthly, right? And there might be a few different habits I need to create to achieve that. One will be maybe sending out mailers, and that'll be a monthly thing where I send out X amount monthly. But maybe I'll be making, I want to make 20 calls to brokers a week. So that's a weekly thing. In daily, it'll be analyzing a minimum of, could be 2, 3, 4, 5 deals. And so that's how you break it down. And then there's a creative category that I want to work on getting better with my monthly newsletter, my social media. You could, maybe you have, you want to paint things, you want to write a book. And then there's a category called spiritual, and that maybe you want to get better at praying or practice faith. For me, I want to meditate, hoping that it'll increase focus. So I want to work on my meditation and visualization. And so that'll be something that I will try to do daily, or I will do daily. That'll be a daily habit that I'll track. And then relationships. And this could be, maybe you want to be more present in each relationship. You want to be present when you're at work. You want to be present when you're home. You want to be present with your friends. Could be, maybe there's people that you don't reach out to as much as you want. So for instance, I want to make it a more consistent habit to reach out to friends. It might seem like that's not authentic, but to me, it's, if I don't set it up on a consistent basis, it probably won't happen. So to me, it is authentic because I generally do want to reach out to my friends, right, on a more consistent basis. But if I'm not tracking it, I can't guarantee that'll happen. And then financial, right? Again, this could be maybe you want to save up an emergency fund. Again, you want to save up money for an investment property. You want to pay off maybe a student loan, whatever it happens to be. And so for, say you wanted to pay off a student loan, well, you need to put a certain money away monthly to pay that off, right? And then it could be investment property, maybe weekly, you want to put a certain money, you know, away or monthly based on your paycheck. So these are all things you're going to map out, right? And then how we're going to track it is we're going to go per month. So then you'd put something here, right? So personal, say you want to read 2 books and then you select, you can list them all out. Maybe you might not select them all, right? And then you're going to go to January. And we broke it down into morning habits, day habits, and evening habits. And this is all going to be based off those goals you just created, right? So for morning, it could be get up at a certain time. Maybe you want to get up earlier, right? I want to get up at 5:30, whatever it happens to be. So you're going to put up, get up at 5 a.m. And then what you're going to do is, let's see, did Monday, did it happen? Yes. Sunday, no, it didn't. You slept in a little bit, so you didn't check it. Tuesday, it happened. Wednesday, it happened. Nope. Thursday, you're late. Friday, you got it. And Saturday, you got it, right? And it's going to start tracking percentage wise of what you did, right? So you're going to be able to see. So right now for week one, I'm at 5%, and then you're going to continue to check this off, right? So then another morning habit could be drink X amount of water. You want to drink 20 ounces of water in the morning. It could be focused work or a meditation visualization for at least 20 minutes. Could be read, right? Day habits. You could set up, okay, I'm going to make 5 calls to brokers. I'm going to send out X amount of mailers, right? Evening habits could be I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to prepare my next day. And then could be I'm going to get to bed at a certain time, right? And these are all things you're going to track. So that's the daily habits. Those are activities that you're going to do daily. And then weekly is below, and you're going to track things weekly. What are your weekly habits? That could be I want to analyze at least 10 deals a week. I want to make at least 20 calls. I want to go to the gym at least 5 times a week. So these are all things you're going to put in, and then you're going to select whether you achieve them or not, right? And then there's monthly habits. So the monthly habits can be, I'm going to send out 1,000 mailers per month. Okay. Did I do it? Yep. I want to read at least 2 books a month. Did I do it? Yep. Check. And so again, it's all about creating a roadmap that can lead you to your goals if accomplished, right? Because again, without a plan, these goals are just dreams. So we need to have an action plan, a roadmap to get us there. And then on top of that, we need to actually track it to make sure we're actually following along. And then we have it out for every month. And what's going to happen as you go, you're going to tweak things, right? Maybe you start off, I want to get up at 6 a.m. and then you push it to 5:30 a.m. Then you push it to 5, right? Maybe it's you start off with 2 books a month and maybe you're just gotten a really good groove and maybe I can push it up to 2.5 to 3 books a month. Maybe you realize I need to send out more mailers. I need to make more calls. So I need to tweak these things. And then maybe some things just become a habit and you just do it second nature and you can kind of remove them and you can add something else. So this is something I started utilizing a couple months ago and I'm going to utilize throughout this year. I used to just kind of do it on pen and paper, right? I had a notebook, which is great, but sometimes I would forget it somewhere or leave it on my desk. I have it in my bag. And so this is something that I can load onto Google Drive, onto Microsoft OneDrive, whatever you use. And it's something I can always access and update and look and see where I'm at. So I want to share this with all of you because I think this is game changer. Again, goals are great, but it's the habits that create the goals. And we need to track those goals. So I want to share this with you all. There are a couple ways you can go about getting it, right? First is you can simply just text habit tracker to 415-528-7403. Again, just text habit tracker to 415-528-7403. It'll prompt you to put in your name and your email, and then it'll be sent to you. Or we actually put a link in the show notes. Click on the link. Again, fill out your name, email, and it'll be emailed to you. And if any of you do this, I'd love to hear that, A, you did download it and you're using it. But then, 2, like as you're using it, let me know how it's going. Also, let me know if you think there's going to be any tweaks to it that could make it even better, because we're always trying to perfect everything we do, right? And that's hence this what this habit tracker does, is it's going to perfect us because we're going to realize what works, what doesn't, what needs a tweak. And so we can all get better. I'm excited about this one, right? It's a simple thing, but I think it's going to result in awesome things happening, achieving. I think you're going to realize that you probably set your goals too small. Because once you really focus on the actions that are going to achieve these goals and you really track them, you're just going to crush your goals. And I think you're going to realize they're too small. That's exciting though. And 2023 is going to be awesome, everyone. And first, I just want to thank you for continuing to come on this ride with me. This year, we'll hit 2 years of the podcast, which is wild to me. 2 years. And the downloads are going up. The listening score is going up, meaning I know you guys are coming back and listening. So I really appreciate that. I never thought my wildest dreams that I just got on here because I wanted to share information, what I was learning and hoping that I could help others. But I never really thought who's really going to listen, right? I just hoped people would. And to see people actually are, it's just amazing. And I just want to thank you and hope I am helping in providing value to you all. And I've had a few of you reach out to me and we've talked and chatted and that meant a lot too. So if you ever just want to chat, love to talk shop anytime. And I got value from those conversations as well. But again, check this thing out, download it, let me know what you think. Let's all kill our goals. Let's make 2023 our best year yet. All right, everybody, as you know, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams, make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.